Just one conversation is all you need to have with Roslyn Barrett to realize that she has a passion for helping others. The 84-year-old is founder of the Trinitarian Basic School in St. Andrew, a school she started in 1977 after leaving her job as a secretary at Modern Laundry on Waltham Park Road. The school opened on the grounds of the Trinitarian Baptist Church.
I come up to the church and I ask the bishop in charge, and him say, "But girl, you know, I'm no sense. I'm two school for a year already, you know." And the CA member, they will mash it up. And he looked for about 2 minutes and he just said, "All right, go on, in the name of the Lord." And just, oh, I just leave the job and I just come and start it.
Trinitarian Basic started with 2 teachers and 5 pupils.
We're getting about $50 a week. And one of the teachers is still here with me until it was recognized by government. And it stands to go from 2 teachers until now we have 7. One is a trained teacher paid by the ministry.
Mrs. Barrett leased property in the community and with the help of a private sector company, built the structure that currently houses the school. Principal Jennifer Jackson has been employed to Trinitarian Basic since 1989. She describes her former boss as a tower of strength dedicated to serving the community through her contributions to early childhood development.
Children come to school, don't have lunch money, don't have school fees, that never turn back anybody. And those are the qualities that I really admire. Because her concept is, even if teacher at school and there's not enough money to pay them, she's not going to turn back a child because of lacking of lunch money at school. She always tries to facilitate everybody. There are times when I tell myself, okay, I'm here for X time, enough is enough. But when I remember her, you know, she's like a mother, she's like a friend to me, she's like my mentor.
Mrs. Barrett continues to support many of her basic school pupils, even long after they've left the classrooms of Trinitarian Basic. To say she's proud of her past students would be almost an understatement.
Some are lawyers, some are doctors, some are pilots, and we get good grades. We have students get scholarship to Campion, Immaculate, you name it. And I have 2 boys. One have 12 subjects, one have 13 from the same area. They are on the low side, but I try to give them lunch money and things like that because I can't afford for them to drop back.
A Justice of the Peace since 1980, Mrs. Barrett is also appreciated by community members for the services rendered in this capacity, as we hear from Principal at Trinitarian Basic, Jennifer Jackson.
See, being a JP, she always makes herself available. All when the time is expired, she finishes working, somebody might come in, she will never turn back the person. That is the kind of person that I am.
Mrs. Barrett tells us how residents show their appreciation for her work in the community.
If the pipe leaves running, they call me and say, "Teacher Barrett, me have to go jump the fence, we go lock up the pipe," you know. They look about the school very much, very much. I don't have no complaints. They might not have the financial support, but I get the children and whatsoever they can do. If I have a function, they come and support me.
Roslyn Barrett has also received national recognition for her efforts. She was among the 233 Jamaicans who received their insignia from Governor General Sir Patrick Allen at the National Honours and Awards Ceremony on October 20. The senior citizen has been conferred with membership in the Order of Distinction in the rank of officer.
Oh my God, I was elated and I said, "Thank you, Jesus. At least I get the roses, the flowers, before my eyes are closed." I was very humble, but within my heart, I said, "Well, Lord, thank you very much. This is one way that you have rewarded me." It's not money do everything, you know, not money do everything.
Mrs. Barrett still plays an active role at Trinitarian Basic and is involved in outreach activities at her church, Bethel Baptist.
Remember to open your windows during fogging. Wear light-colored clothing and cover your body as much as possible. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.